5, 6, 7, 8.
Every fall, Polytechnic's upper school dance program puts on a concert, including dozens of pieces in a wide variety of styles and with a wide variety of performers lighting up the stage. From heartfelt contemporary pieces to exhilarating hip-hop routines, each work is a piece of art brought alive by the dancers. However, there's so much more to the show than what the audience sees, what happens in the studio to bring the performance to the stage. The 2025 concert is titled Boundless, and includes 22 pieces, some of which have been in production since last fall. First, let's hear from the director that puts it all together.
Hi, I'm Danielle Pinieri. I teach dance at Poly, grades 5 through 12, and I'm directing the upper school dance concert.
When do you start working on the concert?
So, these pieces start coming about in the spring of, it's actually the end of the fall semester, and mostly I like them to start off as in-class projects where students that may be interested in choreographing for the following fall get a chance to workshop ideas, get a chance to work with other dancers and see how their ideas could possibly work out. And really like as a jumping ground for that, jumping board, and hopefully those evolve into main stage productions. And some of them are designed to then be created for main stage for full class pieces, and others are smaller group pieces, but I think it's a great place to start.
So how many of those pieces go on to the main concert?
I think it varies year to year, and some of them are the exact pieces that students end up saying, I want to continue that work. I really enjoyed that process. I enjoyed that music. I feel like that really resonated with me, and I was very creative in that genre and with that music. I'm so inspired to continue that and expand upon that. Other people, it's something that they tried, and maybe they say, I want to try something different for the fall, but they have demonstrated that they can work well with a group, that they can meet deadlines, that they can put their creativity out and work together collaboratively as a group to be a great leader for the fall. So all of those things I'm taking into account, not just that that piece is successful in terms of that person being able to communicate an idea, but that perhaps that exact piece could continue and be like a larger thing in the fall.
What other ways do you guide student choreographers, or what do you try to get them to think about when they're creating their pieces?
Well, I think that talking a lot about intention and write a proposal, which is due June, so they have plenty of time to think about their ideas, write about their ideas, brainstorm, and talk to me about what they might be interested in, because I can get a larger sense of what it might turn out to be. I think that for the details of why do I want to have a certain amount of dancers in piece? Why am I choosing this song? What do I want the audience to take from this piece? I think that helps them narrow this, and through narrowing, because then they can zero it as they actually are trying to say and find authentic tension.
And then on the flip side,
So it's interesting for me because when I'm creating for a group about the needs of those dancers and what they need to experience in terms of more techno piece, and they practice jazz lines or pirouettes or certain techniques in order to grow as an artist and a dancer, then I direct my focus to that and I choose music that's going to have those things, or working on their dynamics or working on their texture changes or getting in and out of the floor or whatever it may be. So I tailor all of my choices for the dance concert because I work with dance 1, 2, dance 3. I specifically choose things that are expand dancing.
So finally, what's it like working with guest choreographers and getting them to come in to teach students?
Before Poly, I used to work at a school where all the technique classes were during the school day, and then all the after-school rehearsals were led by either myself, I was the assistant dance director, or my colleague was the dance director, and then we would bring in all guest choreographers. So the technique was practiced during the school day. No dance concert rehearsals were happening during the school day. It was all after school. So it was a different model. So I'm trying to, at Poly, bring those things to the table where we're working on tech choreography that we're doing, but also having guest choreographers out outside of school to have a different perspective, ideas, and dancers that are working with guest choreographers to get sort of a different ways of doing choreography. So not only experimenting with different moods and different genres of dance, maybe different than we're doing in school, but also like different pathways to getting to the same idea or exploring choreographic tools.
Okay, how do you come up with a like title of concert?
So since this program is so student-based and student-centered, I like having the dancers in the advanced dance class just because they're in the majority of the pieces in the show. They have opportunities to do work outside of school with guest choreographers of their level. I like having them sort of think about connections between pieces and names, and then making a list and seeing what feels like the most fitting title for our show.
So can you tell me about the timeline or the process for when you start working on the production up till the final show?
I guess the process really starts after fall semester ends, and I've gotten a sense of who might be a good leader for the following dance concert year season. And those students are open to submitting choreographic proposals, and then over the summer, I view those pieces and I give written feedback to students and I ask them questions, guiding questions about why did you choose this song, or I'm really hearing something in this music, how do you plan to express that idea on stage? So we continue to discuss workshop ideas. Then we get back to school in August and we go straight into rehearsals. So those pieces that have been approved, we start the process of learning choreography, staging. About October, I start costuming everything, working together with student choreographers and seeing what they want to do for costuming, working that with our budget and what we already have and what people can bring from home. And then we start turning things away from the mirror, getting on stage. We have that huge rehearsal where everybody comes together as a full cast, learn our opening number and our finale number, and then we're on stage in production week. We have 2 days of tech where each piece is focused on for about 30 minutes, adding in lighting elements, adding in our tech crew, full dress rehearsal on Wednesday where we put everything together for the first time, and then opening night, and we're running two shows and then one big closing show, and then we all get a break.
Yeah. And then it starts over.
Exactly. And then it starts over again.
Can you tell me what it's like to work with so many different levels of dancers, like all the way from 1 to 2 to dance 4?
I think that having the student choreography model being a part of the program is really helpful because kids with more experience in a certain genre can then choreograph and teach and inspire others. They get to grow in their leadership and their choreographic abilities while inspiring others and really motivating the entire group to level up. So I think that's one strength of it. I also feel like within each dance, there are opportunities for kids to shine in different areas and also develop in their skills. So I feel like we found a way to merge those things.
Okay, do you have any final things you want to add?
I would say that anyone who's possibly interested in seeing dance, in supporting their peers, in just having a fun night, should come to the dance concert and see what it's about. And also, if you are interested in maybe trying out a dance class, there's definitely a place for everybody in the dance program, and we would love to have you join us.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. As Ms. Banieri mentioned, guest artists from outside the Poly community also come in each year to choreograph some pieces. This year, 3 dances were created by guest artists Natalie Kunitomo, Emily Crouch, and Daisy McMillan. And to be in these routines, Dance 4 students had to meet after school or on the weekends leading up to the show. Some students take it even further by not only performing, but choreographing pieces as well. In fact, out of the show's 22 dances, 17 were choreographed either by a small group or a single student leader. Let's hear about some of their experiences creating their pieces and teaching their peers.
Hi, I'm Stella. I'm a junior and I'm in dance 4. I'm excited to be choreographing a small group dance called Rush for the dance show.
Hi, I'm Lori. I'm in dance 4 and I'm a junior. I'm choreographing a full group piece for dance 1 and 2 called Smooth Operator.
Okay, so why did you pick the song that you're using? And sort of like, how were you inspired to create this piece?
Outside of school dance, I'm also part of a different dance like team. And a lot of our choreographed like pieces are just like very upbeat and very hip-hoppy, and I kind of wanted to bring that to Poly because I feel like we have a lot of like ballet numbers and lyrical and contemporary. So I feel like bringing hip-hop, like an upbeat hip-hop, like usually we do like kind of mellow, I feel like that would very like even out the dance show, and I just wanted to have like a fun piece incorporated in the dance show.
This is my first time choreographing a piece. And kind of why I picked the song, I've loved the song for a really long time, and I was really drawn to the rhythm and various instruments that are in the song. Yeah.
What challenges do you face when you're coming up with choreography?
The only thing that like I find difficult when making the choreo and taking pieces is I tend to do the same moves over and over and over again. And due to the way I make choreo, which is very in a rush, pun intended, thanks UGB, it just like sometimes a lot of the choreo looks the same, but it overall like complements, so I think it's like fine, but I love taking inspiration.
Again, I think I would say the same as Stella. I feel like it's easy for things to get repetitive, and so in the process I was really trying to stray away from that, but at the same time I think it's good to have like a strong foundation to be able to kind of take one step and make it into like something else and use kind of what I already know from my foundation to like make new steps out of that.
I would also say that since I've been dancing with the same mentors for like 14 years now, my like style and how I do things is basically like how they do stuff. So sometimes my choreo will look very similar to theirs, but I'd say like it's fun. Like I've found my style like while training under them, and I feel like bringing that to Poly is very important.
Okay, is there like a theme or like a message or some storyline in your pieces? Just anything that you want to like convey?
To have fun. I feel like the process to the dance show is very stressful, especially for the seniors. And I have a lot of seniors in my dance, so I just wanted them to have fun. I also wanted the process to be fun. Like, sometimes you're in the practices and you're like, wow, like, this is stressful. Like, I feel like I can't talk. I feel like I can't, like, really relax. But I wanted, like, my piece to be, like, a space where it was very calming and, like, assuring that it's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to be a bit behind. It's just, like, we're all there for, like, a common goal, which is to have fun and, like, really make the dance show as the best it could be. And I feel like that was what I wanted Rush to be, and I think I accomplished that. I mean, sometimes I got a little like, hey, like, we gotta know the choreo. But, like, other than that, I think it was really fun, and, like, I hope people watching it feels the same as us dancing it.
So, Lori, I heard that your piece had a theme of being linear. Could you talk about that a little bit?
So, my piece starts and ends in the same kind of cross-ish formation, and so kind of what that entails is that there's one straight line going like vertically and one horizontally, and I kind of wanted it to be like the beginning is very uniform and together and everyone's very linear, as you said, Juju, but then throughout the dance there's kind of more contact and interaction between the dancers, and it's more like they're having fun and they have like a bit of a flow to them, and it's not as sharp and linear, but yeah, and then that kind of all comes back together at the end of the piece.
Cool. So like, Lori, you're working with Dance 102, so what's it like taking on like that sort of leadership role?
I actually was a little unfamiliar with the group of dancers. There's probably two out of the 14 girls that I'd actually ever talked to, so I think that was the biggest hurdle in the process, was kind of knowing where everyone was at and how they were feeling about dance, what they've already done, what they already know. So I think it was honestly a little bit of a struggle in the beginning, because what I had planned didn't really read on stage very well, or in when we practiced didn't read very well, but I began to kind of familiarize myself with them, and ultimately I think it really came together well, and I got to know each one of them a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Stella, I know you're doing a small group piece of people in your class, so what's it like sort of working with your peers?
Doing a small piece in Dance 4, it was very like a sinusoidal function process, I feel like. But overall, like, I just loved it because, like, I found the people who I feel like would, like, vibe the most with the piece and, like, be, like, would bring, like, the best that they could be and, like, could adapt the most to the dance. And especially, like, the people who have been in Dance 4, like, for a while. So, like, I just loved the people in it, and, like, I wish more people were in it, but, like, this is the first time I've choreographed for the dance show. I feel like me having a small group first of just 7 is better, because now next year I can do even more, and I'm so happy about that.
Hey, okay. Is there anything else you guys want to say, or
come to the dance show?
Yeah, come to the dance show.
If you don't, then you're banned.
Laura and Stella out.
I'm Hera, I'm a senior, I'm in Dance 4, and I'm choreographing a contemporary full class piece called In the Shadow.
How did you choose this song, or like, what was the inspiration to do this piece?
I've always wanted to do something to this song, but I was waiting for like senior year to see maybe I can do it with a big group, because I had this concept of doing like a dark versus like light theme, and I thought it fit well with like the dynamics of this song.
Nice. Okay, how do you come up with choreography? Like, where do you get inspiration for that?
Well, usually, like, it's improv, and then if I like something that I did to, like, a certain part of music, I'll, like, keep it. But also, I've watched a lot of dance before, so taking, like, inspiration from other pieces that I've maybe seen in the past. Only, like, ideas, not, like, the full choreo, but,
yeah. Okay.
So, what's it like working with the whole Dance 4 class, that's 20 people, and organizing all the different parts of your piece?
I'd say it's definitely different from my last year piece when I worked in a really small group, just because like you have to be aware of kind of spacing in addition to choreography. Like, you have to think about how much space there is in the stage because there's so many people. And I like working with small groups because it highlights, I feel like it can highlight people that big groups can't. Like, you can do like solo sections and stuff.
So you mentioned the light versus dark theme. Can you talk about that a little bit more and what you meant to convey or show with your piece?
Well, the intention that I had for the piece was that it started off where like light and dark were like separate things, but I think in life it kind of like coexists, so I kind of want to show that you can't just have like, I guess it can apply to a lot of things, like good and bad. You can't just have good and bad, you have to have both. So that's what the ending is about.
Okay, great. How do you think the dance show is this year?
I think it's great. I think everyone should come see it because it's a lot of good choreography and a lot of good student work, and I think it really showcases like people in a way that you can't see them in a classroom, so like beyond what teachers see and beyond like academics. Yes.
My name is Anastasia Orieta. I'm a senior and I'm choreographing a Latin jazz fusion / musical theater piece called The Club.
What inspired you to use this music and make this piece?
My sophomore year, I was in psychology and chemistry with Miss Thurlow, and she told me that, you know, I have such an interesting background and culture, and it would be really beautiful if I did a dance on my parents' immigration story. And I thought, okay, that's really deep. I'm not sure that I'm ready to choreograph something so crazy. So I, you know, sophomore year, I sat with it. Junior year, I sat with it. And I thought, you know what? I love dancing salsa. I love jazz. I'm gonna choreograph a dance for Works in Progress to Congo by Gloria Estefan, just to explore that Latin jazz genre. And I noticed that Latin jazz hadn't been that prevalent at Poly. I saw one Latin jazz piece my freshman year in the dance show, but that was it. And I hadn't seen my sophomore, junior year, so I thought, you know, why not? And then the reason why I picked The Club specifically was because it's one of those songs in musical theater that is just so catchy. It's been stuck in my head. Lin-Manuel Miranda was a genius writing In the Heights. I mean, it's salsa, and it incorporates so many incredible salsa elements, and specifically my favorite part of the song is the Vanessa, let me get the next one, because it's just addictive. I can't really put it into words. It just gets me dancing. And I thought about it and I said, kind of as a joke, oh my god, I should choreograph a dance at The Club. And then I sat and thought about it for another few minutes, and I thought, no, yeah, I should choreograph a dance at The Club. So I got to work over the summer and started choreographing this absolutely dynamic piece with lots of layers and lots of sections. This piece specifically has been really collaborative, and I've reached out to dancers in the piece, both in and outside of class, to ask them what they think they should do for their solo or what they think this section should look like, to kind of get a group idea. Because ultimately, the club is about community and about, you know, finding connection through dance and through specifically a social dance like salsa.
So what is it like teaching other people in your class?
First and foremost, it's really fun. I mean, I'm dancing and I'm teaching my peers, girls who have been my, you know, friends for a really long time, especially the seniors in my piece who I've known for forever. You know, my closest friends are in that piece, both senior and otherwise. So first and foremost, it's fun because I kind of get to bring this creative vision and this idea that I really care about and this culture and this style that I really care about, and I get to bring it to Poly. So getting to put that vision onto other students is really fun. I'd say the most challenging part is that fact that they're my friends. So it's not really a respect issue by any means, but it's more so like we know each other very colloquially. We know each other as, you know, friends. I don't yell at my friends to pay attention and listen up and do this move and do that move, typically. So it's kind of a weird shift for everyone to have their friend be either choreographing or to be teaching your friends a piece.
So what else is involved in making a piece?
So yeah, I do cut the music, I spent a lot of time cutting that music. I mean, it's choreography, costuming. In my case, it was, quote, casting, because I'm using the same plot and the song from a musical. I have to cast dancers into roles from the show that I think fit their personality and their style of dancing the best. For example, I cast Saya as Usnavi because she's really good at hip-hop, and I chose Catherine for the girl at the bar because I know Fiery has this really fiery, dynamic personality, and her dancing is equally as fiery and dynamic. So it's choreography, music, casting, costumes, just lots of reaching out to Miss Pinieri for help with choreography when I'm feeling stuck in some kind of a choreography rut, because, I mean, just like writer's block, choreographers get choreographer's block too. So I reach out to Miss Pinieri whenever I can for help.
Through this program, student artists not only get to display their performing talents, but other forms of art as well. Let's hear from the junior that designed the logo for Boundless, in addition to choreographing her own piece.
Hi, I'm Lucy, and I'm a junior, and I'm in Dance 3. I am choreographing Mr. Eclectic in the dance show.
What made you come up with the idea for this piece?
Well, I kind of like fell in love with Leve's new album, especially the song Mr. Eclectic, and I just like loved it so much that I decided that I had to choreograph a song to it. It's like so jazzy, so cute. And then I listened to the album and I decided that I really liked another song in the album too. So I created like a mashed track. So they're like two. So this is, I guess, my tribute to Leve a little bit. Yeah.
When did you start like coming up with choreography and working on this piece?
I think school started like a week in, and Miss Pinieri was like, "So if you guys want to do choreography," and I was like, "Yes, I do. I really do." So that's when I started coming up with it like right away, and I've been working on it since.
Is there like a message or like a story in the piece that you're trying to convey?
I'm really trying to express just like girliness. I love, like, when I was a kid, kind of being girly was like a bad thing. Like, it'd be like a negative insult, like, "Oh, you're girly, you like pink and you like bows and stuff." And I have come to like love that side of myself that was like previously like discouraged and stuff, and I really wanted to like emphasize that. I started choreographing it, and Miss Pinier was like, "You know, I'm really getting like doll vibes from this," and I was like, "Oh, yes, I love that." So I kind of like really lent into the, like, the doll vibes.
And I know that you've choreographed before. I saw your Winter Works in Progress one last year. It was very good.
Thank
How
you.
Does this like compare to choreography you've done before?
I think it's really interesting to have to like choreograph for a group too, because it's so, last year I did like a solo more thing, and also it was like a contemporary, like modern-y dance, and this is like very jazzy, and I think that like there's just a lot of contrast in that. I'm like, since I'm a visual artist too, I'm in like AP art, one thing that really helped me was like storyboarding and like drawing out my formations and my stuff and how I envisioned it to look, and then like using dance to like express that vision that I drew to like come to life. But yeah, I think it was very different, like coming with up with a group, and also like it's not just making the dance, it's making like the song, the story, the costume. So I'm like sewing my costumes and I'm creating a vision. And I guess last year it was kind of like for me, like choreographing, but this feels like a story, like a whole production, not just like a piece.
That's so cool. I had no idea you were making
costumes. I'm making my own costumes.
That's so cool. Okay, yeah, considering it's like a group piece this year and you're like teaching other people in your class, mm-hmm. How is it working with like your peers and like teaching them?
I think it's really fun, and I think it's really interesting to like find out the ways like we all collaborate. Like, I know it's my piece that I'm making, but like everybody contributes, everybody has little things that really make it the piece. And I think it's really just like fun to like work with my friends, my like classmates, and like make something and see it really like come to life. Like, it's not just like a vision in my head or something that I drew out. Like, these people dancing here are like, it's real, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So switching gears a little, mm-hmm. I know you designed our awesome poster, our awesome shirts. How'd you come up with that, like, figure, that idea?
Yeah, that's a really big, like, side of me. I'm, like, a visual artist and a dancer. Like, I'm in AP art and stuff, too. So I really wanted to combine those things. And I was talking to Ms. Pinieri, and then she sent me, like, what it was called, like, Boundless. And I immediately thought of, like, sky's the limit. So, like, clouds and stuff, you know? And I really wanted... I came up with a ton of renditions, and I showed Ms. Pinieri. And she really liked this sketch that I did of, like, just a ballet jump and stuff. So I rolled with that, and I just kind of, like, stuck with the, like, boundless, like, sky's the limit in the clouds. I tried to pay homage to, like, last year's dance show. Epiphany kind of had this sun motif going on in the shirt, and I wanted to, like, kind of tie that in, but maybe, like epiphany, like you had an idea and now it's boundless, like you can do anything with it. So I ran with the sun, and I made it in the clouds and the rays and stuff, and I just wanted it to be super just like gorgeous.
Boundless includes 42 student performers, all of which have been taking dance as their elective this semester. 20 of them are in dance 4, 8 of them are in dance 3, and 14 of them are in dance 1-2. While there were choreographers from every level, whether choreographing or not, students work tirelessly and love to be a part of the show. Let's hear from a couple more performers about their favorite parts of the dance concert.
Hi, my name is Sophie, and I'm a junior, and I'm in dance 4.
I think I really like the pieces this year. They're all very creative and diverse.
What do you like about being in the dance show?
I actually really like the whole process of rushing on and off of the stage. It just provides so much energy and anxiety, but like good anxiety. Mm-hmm. And then I also really love the costume process. So the kind of choosing what costumes we wear and what type of clothes to choose. And then also the tech rehearsals are really fun too.
Hi, I'm Sophia Cam, and I'm in dance 4.
I think it's like a great opportunity to like get experience in performing, and like especially like also bonding with your community, you know. Mm-hmm. And I like how we do like so many styles that you get to like a feel for everything.
Hi, my name is Carolee Wang, and I'm a sophomore. I'm in dance 4, and I've been dancing for a really long time, and the Poly Dance Concert is probably one of my favorite times of the year because it's a really great bonding experience. I love to bond with like all the other grades because, you know, there's different grades in the classes. I also love to dance with everybody, and my favorite specifically point is Tech Week because that's when it just all comes together.
As some of the dancers mentioned, Tech Week is when the show comes to life and the whole thing is performed together for the first time. On that note, let's hear from the show's technical director.
I am Andrew Villaverde. I teach technical theater at the middle and upper school at Polytechnic School.
So how many students do you have working on the dance concert?
Generally, we try for 7. We have one stage manager, a lightboard operator, a soundboard operator, 2 spotlight operators up in the catwalks, and then 2 crew members backstage to help with either things that need to come on or off stage, or things backstage that need to happen, like the haze machine. Some people help with like props or costumes or hats or gloves or something that needs to come on and off really quickly. We sometimes could do more if there was something else, like video or some sort of special effect in it. But and then all of the classes, of course, you know, they lay down the floor, and I like to try to have some people edit music, or I'd love to someday really just incorporate people into the light design too. But the time gets away pretty quick.
How do you decide how the lighting and everything should look for every different piece?
Well, it is a lot. I remember starting off just kind of wondering, like, how because I used to watch other designers do dance concerts, and it was just like, you know, 30, 40 numbers in a row, and everyone looked different. And then, you know, just kind of like watching it, you watch it enough, you start to get the impression that you only have so many tools. You have your front light, your side light, your top light, your back light, your psych, your moving lights, and each one of them has kind of a purpose. So you develop your own formula for how you see music interpreted in light, I guess. So, you know, if it's a super fast pop song, you kind of get the idea of, like, every song has an intro, and then verse, chorus, bridge, verse, chorus, and an ending. And you kind of create the look for the song, and then, like, this look is for the chorus, and this look is for the verse, and this look is for the introduction, and then you just kind of timeline it on the timeline of the song. And then you just assign each part of that a number, and then at the end of it, you've got a song with like 12 cues in it, and each one, you know, fits the verse or the chorus or so on, which is kind of how you do it for a musical. And then there are some songs that are more like a ballad, or more like the purpose is telling a story, and it doesn't work that way. It's more about finding a look for each part of the song that helps tell the story. I like to tell my students that a great dance could be performed on a football field or in a supermarket, and it would still be compelling and moving. But what is it that the lighting can do to help that? So if hopefully, when it's all working together, the light, the music, the dancing, it can be emotional and tell a story and be a performance. Every kid to feel like they had like that awesome moment on stage.
And how does the music work? Is it all one continuous track, or?
I play the sound cues in a program called QLab. So each song is its own cue. So the stage manager, you know, gives the lights and sounds a standby and say go, and then they track through it. QLab also allows you to put a little indicator at each point of the song where the lights change. So we could actually time it so that the computer does all of it, but I'd like to have people in charge of things because it's really different each time. So I think that's like the right way to do it.
Do you have a favorite part of working on the show?
I do enjoy the whole process. I like find it very gratifying watching the students, either the ones who've done it before, really take initiative and become leaders. And I like watching the students who are new to this process come in and really find a place that they belong and enjoy the backstage workings and everything. And I also enjoy watching the students who are dancers kind of get to show off in this awesome facility that we have. I just like the teamwork of it. It's very gratifying.
Some of the performers in the show are completely new to the program, while others have been in it for years. Let's hear one more time from Anastasia Arrieta about how her senior concert compares to her past productions.
I think as a senior, this has been the most fun that I've ever had with a concert. And I think that's because I've come to really take in every moment in dance class, because I'm realizing that I, as a senior, right, I have a lot of lasts. So I'm trying to really absorb every moment, and I think that has made every piece that I'm in, or every piece that I'm watching, 10 times as fun as it has been in past years, because I'm appreciating and absorbing the moment a lot more. So you should all come see Boundless if you haven't gotten a chance to already. It's a really incredible show with amazing choreography, some really cool concepts, things that we haven't seen in other dance shows, and I just want to say that I'm so thankful to my peers and to Miss Pinieri for everything that they've given me in the dance program the past few years.
Before each of the three shows, all 42 dancers, along with Miss Pinieri, have a cast circle, sharing final good lucks and deep breaths before the show begins. Those attending the closing show on Saturday should beware that the opening number tends to be a bit delayed. That's because the dancers are bidding farewell to the seniors before their final high school dance concert. Look out for some smudged mascara or watery eyes during the first dance, as well as the finale, as this year's 9 seniors in the program take their final bow.